What's going on, Rising Queens? Welcome to the Goddess Glow Diaries. I go by the name of Nana, and I will be your host today. If you are looking for a podcast that is all about woman empowerment, connecting, healing, and sharing our story, you are at the right place. Wow, Rising Queens, it has been almost 6 months ever since I recorded my last episode. A lot has changed. I hope you have evolved like I have been evolving. My prayer is that this episode may set the tone for a new season for all of us. And if you resonate with this episode, please don't forget to leave me a comment and share this episode with the Goddess Circle and your squad around you. You guys, I have had a huge transformation, huge spiritual power moment. And for those who are not familiar with what is a tower moment, and if you have been getting a readings done by me, if you ever had that card before, you know what's that moment all about. It's unexpected change. It's chaos. It's the rug pulled beneath your feet. It's the belief changed. It's new perspective. It is destruction. It is everything in between. Unsureness of what we are. It's that moment that you just feel like you lost sense of your north point, and there's so much fear that comes from the unknown. The fear that comes from avoiding the disaster, the denial that maybe you were played or that you failed and that mistakes were taken, that you weren't really your highest self and that you experienced some shadow side. And during this tower moment, there's this tarot card that reads us of like, buckle up and expect the unexpected change. Sometimes we resist this change to the point that the universe has to shift the destructive and chaotic way so we can see our own reality. There's a strange beauty in the disconstruction, as we all have elements for a better life. And the more we resist change, the more and the bigger this tower moment will be. When the tower moment pretty much occurs, we use this moment to rebuild everything that was built in shaky grounds. We have to trust that we are being held by the universe and that we're becoming stronger and resilient. And this powerful moments, and through these powerful moments, we're shifting and we're going to expand. It's going to expose shadow work that maybe we have been avoiding. Anything that was hidden will come to light for the sake of your own evolution. And it's like magic in disguise, and it's really unpredictably when that could happen. The brightest of lights will pierce through the hurt, through the pain, through the crack. You see, Rumi said, is there only through a crack that light could enter and heal? And when these crumbling times occur, it could be quite traumatic and painful, because it requires us to let go of anything that is inauthentic, that can no longer survive to be released. Relationships, friendships, jobs, social structures, even the way that we see ourselves and see others, anything that is built on shaky ground that is destined to tumble down. But it's happening to bring us back to who we truly once were, or to fulfill the soul mission that we chose to come here on earth to be. so we can live a life that is in alignment with who we are. And but when we're in the thick of it, it can feel like a personal attack from the universe. And we have to have faith, because these defining moments we will be reborn. It's literally like we're having a phoenix moment. We're called to surrender and to stop trying to hold it all together. We're called to loosen our grip and to let the crumbling occur. It's like that saying, if you shake the tree strong enough, all the weak branches and the fruits will loosen up. And sooner or later, the sooner we let go, the sooner the rebirthing will occur. So we need to try to let go and surrender and not avoid the change that needs to take place. To try to pretend and to let go of the image that everything is okay when it's not. Because here, to live this courageous life, it is a courageous act. A life well lived is full of tragedies, and it's full of disasters and changes. But it is in the thick of it that in this tower moments, it made me realize that the importance that I need to focus on actually my blessings. And I know it sounds so cliche, but when we focus on our blessings, instead of micromanaging the universe on what is not happening or actually what walked away, so many beautiful things can happen. We can start to heal. We can just step up to, you know, evolve to be the woman that we need to be. Sometimes these unavoidable events has to happen. People have to walk away so you can learn how to forgive. So you can learn how to tap into your higher self. So you can learn how to appreciate the ones that stays and they evolved in the same wavelength that you encounter. Through this tower moment that I had, it was literally through so many dimensions in my life. I had to let go of my job. There was friendships that was ended, and there was relationships that needed to be rebuilt. And that was a new relationship with even myself, with the way I talk, the way I perceive the world, that needed to be rebuilt in a healthier way. Through that moment, I really decided to surrender. But even though I know surrender sounds like such a simple thing to do, it's in fact, it could be so hard in the moment of a tower moment. I turned into this book that I read by Gabrielle Bernstein, The Universe Has Your Back. And if you don't really have the time or the funds to buy this book, you can even watch her show, her episode on YouTube. I highly recommend it. Gabrielle Bernstein talked about how the universe has our back, but we have to step out of the way of the universe. And there's 5 steps for us to surrender. Number 1, pray for what is the highest good for all. Number 2, focus on what's thriving. Number 3, obstacles are detours for the right direction. What are the opportunities that are rising up? That one spoke to me the most, and later on, I will go back to that. Number 4, ask for a sign. And y'all know that I'm all about the signs. If you have been developing a language and a conversation with your angels and your universe, a great book to start is Signs by Laurel Ann Jackson. And number five, when you think you surrender, surrender even more. Going back to rule number 3 from Gabrielle Bernstein. And I'm manifesting that one day my sister will listen to my podcast. Hey. But number 4, on obstacles are detour for the right direction. You guys, that rule, it was so hard for me to finally understand. But it was not until the moment that I literally loosened the grip and I let go of my job and I truly forgave and I stopped denying the fact that I was trying to control. Because when we try to control, we're literally trying to play God. Sometimes we have to step back and we have to observe the world and allow God, allow our angels, allow the universe work our magic. And when we surrender to the fact that even the bad that is happening for our good, and that our bad that is happening and the suffering, or even, I know, even the suffering or the hurt or the change that is taking place is literally detouring us for the right direction. We have to trust that as we walk and we surrender to that pace, we have to learn on the lessons and truly understand that we have everything that it takes for us to survive, for us to have and to win on the right now. At the end of the day, things could be much worse. But I feel like after I reflected on those lessons alone, I also understood the power of not only vulnerability, but also of honoring my feelings. I feel like sometimes me being a healer, I try to really hide my pain and hide and there's shame. There's a lot of shame of me not knowing everything. But the moment that I gave myself some grace and understood that my mistakes are not part of my character, and it was mainly on the things that I was actually doing after I fell, how I rised from my mistakes and from my fall and from my flaws and from my shadow work, when I gave myself the love that I needed to give to myself, you see, I was forgiving the people around me that who hurted me. I was pretty much trying to deny and remain in gratitude over the things that I had, but I was denying the feelings that I was hurting, that I felt shame. And the more I tried to deny that, the more I tried to pretend like everything was okay, the more I felt like it consumed me and dimmed my light. But it was not until the moment that I allowed my heart to crack open and light to enter my heart and be vulnerable. And literally put my 2 weeks notice at my job and forgive myself, forgive those all around me that I felt like in the past I was holding on for resentment, or maybe, you know, pretending like it wasn't there. The more I brought love and tried to understand that all of that really happened for the highest good of me, truly, and saw how the universe was still bringing me blessings. But it took me taking a leap of faith. And the moment that I took a leap of faith and allowing new relationships to be built and trusting new friends, shout out to Yanni. Shout out to my goddess tribe that is listening to this, from Ravina to Amanda to Lily to April to everybody else, Ivana, Crystal, everybody that is listening to this that has been such a support, huge support, Chas, huge, huge support in my life. I felt like I was able to love. I was able to allow others to nurture me. You see, the universe will always bring you exactly what you need for the sake of your own expansion. But will you allow the universe to nurture you, to crack you open? Will the biggest lesson for me was for me to allow myself to have this heartbreak and allow my heart to be cracked open so light could enter, so new love could enter, this new nurturing and new opportunities to grow. The moment I did that, that's when my life started to change around for me. I understood that my plan sometimes is in the way of God's plan. When we ask the universe to go to the next level, we shouldn't be surprised when things start to fall apart. Because I feel like that's in fact a great sign. It's a sign that this tower moment is going to happen. And although it might bring us some grief because we're allowing things that we're used to be let go, but we're being built in mighty ways that with views that are going to be so beautiful, far beyond that we even can contemplate. Allowing judgment to fall away and willing to witness my judgment without even any judgment. Allowing to really examine and sit with myself through every shadow work, and allowing myself to be human, to not be perfect, to forgive, and to evolve, and to understand that my mistakes and every wrong turn that I took and everything that I didn't born knowing, even the things that I consciously made the mistake to do, I can still go back and evolve from that and bring humility and bring humbleness and vulnerability and bring grace to that very spot. Understand that we are rising at every season and that life is bringing the right opportunities in all of the events. Every day is a new day. It's a new chance for us to step into the new person that we want to be. Sister, something that I have learned is that I and that you, we are not obligated to be the same person that we were even 5 minutes ago, and that we will break down to be rebuilt and break down again to be rebuilt. But it's through that journey that we are rediscovering yourself and allowing the goddess to shine, that will be one of the most beautiful things that could happen to us. After all, we're living. We have this one life, beautiful heartbeat inside of us. How beautiful it is, and how blessed are we to be able to feel pain, to feel joy, to feel happy and sad, to honor every emotions that come through. We are alive. That is a blessing after all. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoy this new season. I have so much more, and I'm so excited to come back to my groove of recording my weekly podcast. I love you all so much. Please, please, please be careful with those fake Rising Queen pages that they're making out there and tricking people into scamming and to send money. You guys already know how my system works. There's only one Rising Queen. Pay attention to the screenshots, y'all. So it's my Rising Queen page reads as Rising Queen _. Okay, so just really make sure that reads as only that. Make sure there's no double I's, _ before the R. Like, it's pretty sad, but people are just, there's a lots of scammers out there doing that with healers. My personal Instagram is in my bio, but it's far from what the Rising Queen username is. I hope you guys resonated with this episode. I love you all. I'm sending you guys so much light, so much love. And until I see you again, I speak light and love into all of you. Namaste.